Friday morning. It is time to go beyond the playbook. And with us, as always, analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. The 1-3 Bills are looking to rebound at home against the 3-1 Titans. What can Bills fans expect, and what does this game mean to the bigger picture?
The bigger picture for the Bills seems like one of those never-ending existential questions for Buffalonians. And this year, through four games, that question remains: who are these Buffalo Bills? Where are they going? Their identity, it's certainly maddening at the quarter point of the season, but as you probably noticed, the ongoing theme of this year's Bills roller coaster ride is largely driven by rookie quarterback Josh Allen, while his supporting cast certainly leaves a lot to be desired, particularly at the wide receiver position. Allen has shown he has the ability to excel despite those limitations, even if that glimpse was a one-game sample size. But Bills fans are going to need to see a lot more than one good game. And with that, he will have to rebound from his worst game to date against the Green Bay Packers last week. And so much of what was wrong with Allen's game against the Packers should be fixable. But then again, easy for me to say sitting comfortably here in a radio booth. The question will be whether he can watch his recent film and see how he needs to better maneuver in the pocket before bailing out, along with making better reads when the Titans bring pressure, which they'll almost definitely do on a regular basis after watching Allen poorly handle that pressure last week. These were some glaring issues, and whether any quarterback can make those subtle adjustments in the split second between 300-pound athletes on the verge of crushing them, that's the million-dollar question, or in this case, the multi-year, multi-million-dollar question.
All right, that's the headline of Josh Allen's development, but overall, what can we expect from the Titans?
It sets up to be a matchup lacking in offensive firepower. The Titans are among the worst in both points and yards per game, but Buffalo are even worse. 530 yards passing for the Bills ranks them dead last in the league as a team. The offenses in this game, they may be evenly matched to a large extent, but it's on the defensive side of the ball that the Titans have a clear edge, and largely explains why Tennessee is 3-1 and the Bills are 1-3. While Buffalo is ranked 20th in the league in points per game allowed, the Titans, they're actually 6th best. In fact, the Bills are giving up just over 8 points per game more than Tennessee, and it's that kind of point gap that separates the Titans from being 3-1 as a team on the rise to being 0-4, and I say that because all three Titans wins have been by just 3 points. And that's where there's opportunity to rediscover the Bills we saw in Minnesota. But given how two of Buffalo's losses ended up being blowouts, and one against the Chargers in which the first half deficit proved just too big of a hole for the Bills to climb out from, not falling behind early is likely to be essential if the Bills are hoping to turn things around this week. And I think the keys to doing that, of course, start with Allen, who I've already discussed, but the other team-wide effort will be to maintain ball control. Defensively, if they can limit the Titans' drives early, get off the field, allow the Bills' offense to be, at best, to put up some early points, but at worst, limit the Titans' opportunities while doing as much as possible to wear down that Tennessee defense, Buffalo could have a solid opportunity for the win. And the potential for this game plan, it's possible, particularly because if the Bills' defense can disrupt quarterback Marcus Mariota early and often, Mariota has not been particularly impressive this season. 3 starts, he's got 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. You break it down, some reason for optimism. Then again, I have said that before. And if this week's game is yet another debacle, it's safe to say that that 1 week mirage against the Vikings might just likely be that. And with all that, hopefully the Bills can just take another step towards success and make that a reality on Sunday.
Always appreciate the reasons for optimism, Matt.
Hopefully, have to do it.
Hopefully come Monday, we won't be forgetting all about those.
Agreed.
As always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.